And it was 50 years ago this summer that the Watts neighborhood of Los Angeles infamously was the scene of race riots, arson, and looting, lasting almost a week after an arrest unleashed long-bottled anger. In the end, 34 people were dead. Today, Watts is a different place than 1965, but it's still home to minority communities that struggle with housing, employment, and education. But now, Watts is also home to a pioneering high school called Bourbon Day, all-boys school run by Jesuits and what's called the Cristo Rey Network, a network of urban high schools around the country enrolling just low-income kids. And this month, for the 8th year in a row, every senior who's graduating from Bourbon Day has been accepted to college. Here now's Lisa Mullen spoke with Bourbon Day's 2015 valedictorian, Nicholas Spates, and with the Dean of Counseling and Student Affairs, Martinique Starnes. Now, part of the school's success rate in getting its grads into college is that Bourbon Day prepares them for the real world. Starnes told Lisa that students go to school 4 days a week, and on that fifth day, a corporate work-study job.
Ultimately, we have a student who has corporate experience. They're very professional. They wear shirts and ties as a part of their uniform to school. And I think in the Watts community, a lot of colleges kind of have a preconceived notion of the type of student that they're going to get from the area. When they come to our school, they see that our students are able to hold amazing conversations. They have firm handshakes. They look everyone in the eye when they're speaking, especially their interaction with the donors have also help them prepare and mature in a way that colleges are really impressed by.
Okay, Nicholas, I want to hear this from your point of view. Was it the case, and I'm also wondering, by the way, how much you hate wearing a shirt and tie?
I'm actually wearing a shirt and tie right now.
And it's radio.
I mean, I'm just used to it now. It's not something that you hate. My first year of working in the corporate work study program at Payton & Rigo in downtown Los Angeles, investment firm, and I worked in portfolio management, so basically working with the accounts of the clients. I learned in that first year how you dress is how people are going to respond to you. For the first time in my life, I went to McDonald's, and someone called me sir, and I was 14 years old. And you have to imagine how weird that is, but that just goes to show you that how you carry yourself is how people will respond to you. Like, usually I'm just a regular guy in the streets, but because I'm wearing this tie, because I go to Bourbon Day, because I'm going on to college, people want to respond to me a certain way. And now I'm held with this certain level of responsibility in my neighborhood and at my house.
Did anybody ever give you a hard time because you were going to the school that has such a great reputation and because you had to dress up for it and carry yourself in a whole different way?
Yes. A lot of people give me a hard time, including people who are in my family. My older cousins, they make fun of me because they all went to public schools and, you know, I go to all boys school. That's the joke.
That it's all boys.
Yeah. It really wasn't that big of a deal. Nothing that would stir me away from doing what I had to do. I knew that going to Verb was the best option for me.
Verb, as you call it.
Yeah, we all call it Verb, or the Verb is what the staff like to call it.
But how did you push away that kind of criticism?
You just stay away from it. You don't want to be around people who are trying to bring you down anytime, especially people who are in the neighborhood who are trying to get you to stir away. I mean, obviously within my family is just teasing, but when you're walking down the street and you're trying to go to the barbershop, you're trying to go to the store, trying to go buy a hamburger, and someone's knocking you for going to a certain school, you just have to get yourself away from that so you understand that you're doing something for the greater good and greater for yourself and your family and your community.
Even that, I would think, would be a little bit of a hard lesson, even if you know it kind of in your mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's always hard to fight, and I don't even know how to explain it. It's a part of the mindset that you have to have if you're going to stay at Verb. I mean, the truth of the matter is not a lot of people stay because it's not for everyone. But if you do stay, you're going to eventually get that mindset, that lesson in your head that, you know, you're doing this for a great reason to not let someone talk you out of it.
Martinique, that's a really good point that Nicholas made there. How many students are accepted and then drop out for one reason or another?
We typically will have a freshman class of about 100 students, and throughout the 4 years, be it academics, behavior, or just our community being very mobile and moving from place to place, we will end with about maybe 65 seniors.
For those who don't make it, and even for those who do, what are the greatest challenges?
It's difficult to say that it's one particular thing. I think that we have an expectation for our students. And in order for this to work, everybody kind of has to be on board with our goal. And so if just the teachers want it and the student doesn't want it, then it's not going to work. One thing I will say about Verbum Day is we are very family oriented. The faculty, the staff, the students, the parents, we're very, very close. And students can get spoiled in that, I think. And so when they go off to a public school, say, for example, where not saying that the teachers don't care as much, but it's less of a family close-knit environment. We've even had students who weren't able to meet our academic standards who have left and come back and said, look, do I need to repeat a grade? What do I need to do? I want to be back here at the school.
Yeah, and we should say that you're not just picking academically the cream of the crop, that one of the missions of the school is to take those students who are academically behind and specifically bring them in.
I know we've gotten a lot of media coverage and we've gotten a lot of responses on social media saying, oh, well, of course, you guys take the best students. But generally speaking, our kids come in at about sixth or seventh grade level, and we work with them to make sure that they get to where they need to be, to where they graduate 4 years later and go off to college.
And you're packing in 6 years of academics into 4 years?
Yes, with only a four-day school week.
Four-day school week, because they're off on their...
Because they're off to work.
Mm-hmm. To work on the fifth day. And what about the academics, Nicholas? What were the academics like in Verbum Day?
I never had a class with more than 16 people. If I'm in a class with 16 people, it's a big class. However, when I was going to public school, I had classes from 25 to 40 students at one time. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to go in the back of the classroom and hope the teacher doesn't call on you and things like that. But when you go to such a small school and the teachers are there to make sure you're getting all of the tools you need to go into the next level, then there's no escaping the learning process.
So you can't move to the back of the class because they're going to find
you. Cannot.
It's not that far back. And Verbum Day is a Jesuit Catholic all-male high school. Where is the religious element in the teachings?
Well, every day when we come to school, the first thing we do is give honor to God, and we pray as a school. And then we also have theology classes all 4 years. We start off with Hebrew scripture and then go into Christian scripture. Then we learn ethics, and we embed a lot of the Jesuit ideals into our system, being men for others. That's a main point of interest at our school that they teach us in every class, including mathematics, English, or anything.
In mathematics, too?
Yeah, the Jesuit ideal of being men for others is incorporated into the math room, the science room, wherever we may be, because the teachers have this thing where if you understand a certain unit that another student doesn't understand, that we all have our duty to help out our fellow brother in understanding the thing. Instead of just sitting there and waiting for the next thing to happen, we all try to help each other out.
Martinique, what does that mean for young men who want to go to the school but they aren't Christian and they aren't religious?
I mean, we have students of all faiths. We have our religious courses. We don't try to convert anybody to be Catholic. I'm not Catholic. Nick, I don't think you're Catholic.
So
it's very inclusive, and we make sure that every student, regardless of their faith, feels comfortable there.
So, Nicholas, you are the class valedictorian. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. What did you talk about in your speech last week?
I just gave advice for the future using popular quotes from movies and TV shows, actually.
Can you give us a few? Just treat us to it.
The first rule from the critically acclaimed Zombieland is enjoy the little things. So I made the point that every day is not going to be a trip to Hawaii or a concert or even our graduation. Life is the most valuable thing in the world. So I was just giving them advice that you have to enjoy each and every last day.
Give us another one.
Just keep swimming. From Dory from Finding Nemo 2003. So I was just telling them that when things get rough, it's not going to always be a straight path. You're not always going to know where you're going. Sometimes things are going to be so crazy that you don't even know which way is forward. But if you just keep swimming, you're eventually going to get to where you need to be.
And I wonder if I can ask you something else since we're coming up on Father's Day. I was reading one of your addresses. I think I might have been to donors of the school.
Yes.
And you gave such a nice tribute to your dad. And can you just encapsulate that for us?
Well, my father has done everything for me, my father and my mother, but I honored my father in this speech. But they've always wanted me to be in the best educational circumstance that I can be in. And my father is my main mentor, my best friend my entire life. He's been at all of my games. And when I had a job where I had to be at work at 6 a.m., he was up every day with me, making sure I was getting on that train. Never took a day off. He doesn't take any days off as a father, and I love him dearly for that.
And he not only comes to the games, he comes to the
He comes to the practices.
I love that one line you said. I've never looked into the crowd to search for him because he's always there.
She's quoting me.
You're quoting you back to yourself. Well, thank you, both of you, very much. And congratulations. I guess you both deserve congratulations. Martinique Starnes and Nicholas Spates. Martinique is the Dean of Counseling and Student Affairs at Verbum Dei High School. And Nicholas Spates is this year's valedictorian. He's going to be attending Georgetown University?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Congratulations again. And just keep swimming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this was awesome. I've never been on radio before.
Since this is your first time on the radio, you can play a little bit of DJ. You want to talk us up on the music?
Okay. So how do I just start?
Yeah, go ahead.
This song is by Kendrick Lamar called I, the single from his newest album, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Everybody looking at you crazy. What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving.
Great. Good job in radio when you're out of Georgetown.
Cool.
And now Kendrick Lamar is saying, hey, Nicholas Spates is a fan. By the way, for more on Nicholas and the school, go to hereandnow.org.